Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is the Retirement Ready Podcast with President and Founder Eric Peterson of Peterson Financial Group, Iowa's retirement specialist with an office in Des Moines. It's time to make sure that you're retirement ready.
Eric, let's talk about some uses for life insurance. When I first read this, I said used life insurance, and you kind of laughed at me. He's like, what is used? Well, I guess if you passed, you used it. Man, you know, I don't know.
Well, actually, believe it or not, there is.
Used life insurance?
Well, companies that will buy life insurance from the original people that took it out.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So you can sell your policy. Now, you're still the person, you're still the insured. Mm-hmm. It's because it's still contingent on you dying, because life insurance has to have what's called a benefit event, which is a, you know, death.
Passing, right.
Yeah. But you could, someone else could own that policy and buy it from you, so technically it could be used.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about uses. We're all full of interesting stories and tidbits today here. We're going to talk about uses for life insurance. So let's go into a few things here. So obviously income replacement, right, tends to be the one. I mean, I think even if you think about it traditionally as a younger family, you get it in case something happens to the, you know, the breadwinner or either one of you, you know, for the mortgage or the college or the, you know, just putting food on the table or whatever. But I mean, you could use this also as a retiree. It still could be the same kind of thing to think about, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if, you know, married couple, this is when people are claiming pensions. Sometimes they'll take a look at this. Okay. If I get more money, if I claim the single life, but I want to have something to replace the income should I die before my spouse. So I mean, I'll take out life insurance and that can make up the difference. It's called pension maximization. But you got to have another bill. So when you look at what's the cost of the insurance versus what's the reduction in the pension, mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a wash there, okay. You know. But the good news is with the life insurance, let's say both you tragically pass, right? You still got the life insurance that can then go to kids or grandkids or whoever you want it to, as opposed to with the pension, it would just go away and anything you didn't use that was earmarked for you would go back into the pool and pay the other people. So,
gotcha. Okay. So income replacement, typically probably the number one, I guess.
Yeah. Especially starting out younger, right? A lot of term insurance for people when they're just starting out. But you also want to maybe look at having something that's more permanent. Well, I have both and I've had both ever since I started in this business, because I had a lot of term because started out, I was younger, right? We had two young children. Mortgage, all that kind of stuff, obligations, plus I was the major breadwinner. So something happened to me, my wife's and kids' standard of living would have changed, right? Without a big influx of money, that's where the term insurance came in.
Gotcha. Okay. All mm-hmm. right. Number two, estate liquidity. Talk to me about that.
Well, death, unfortunately, is a taxable event. So there's going to be...
There's a song from Van Halen years ago called In and Out. They got you coming in. And they get you going out.
Yeah.
Literally, both ways. Right? Yeah.
You don't pay it, but your beneficiaries will.
Yeah.
Especially when there's an estate issue. Okay. Now, estate tax level is pretty darn high. It's like over $26 million for 2024.
Right.
But those people that are in that area or have that kind of money, that's not money. It's in the bank, right? It's in assets, usually businesses, maybe farmland, things like that, maybe office buildings, all this kind of stuff, things that are illiquid or things that you don't want to fire sell just to raise money to pay the government, because they want their money, IRS wants their estate tax 9 months after death, and they want it in cash. Mm-hmm. So what's the one thing that triggers that? Life insurance. What does it pay out in? Cash, and that cash is tax-free. Got to put air quotes up there, depending on where you held it and what your estate level is and all this kind of stuff. You got to hold it right if you have estate tax.
Gotcha.
Issue. But yes, life insurance then pays the estate tax, and then those beneficiaries don't have to sell those complicated, complex assets
okay.
at a time when they don't want to.
So it could help cover those bills should it be needed. Okay.
Yep.
Locking in a low premium, number three. I mean, clearly, right, we all want to do that because we hate paying the thing.
Yeah, and the younger you are, the cheaper it is, right? So locking in by level means if you structure it correctly, you'll pay the same premium usually to a certain age, normally it's 100, something like that, or pay it to an area where or time where it might be able to self-fund itself through the use of either interest, earnings, or dividends, something like that. Term insurance is typically going to be level for the life of the term you took it. Like 10-year term, it's going to be level for those 10 years. Year 11, though, becomes an annual renewable. You can keep it, but it's going to go way up. So they're always going to have a premium. The ones that you don't like are the ones where the premium is could increase, which the only way that would happen is if your cash value went down. And that would be that you put a kind of a variable component on it, which I don't recommend unless you're trying to really accumulate assets inside of it. But normally you want to structure it so you know that premium is going to be level for the life of the insurance. And that way you can count on it as a bill that doesn't inflate, right? And it's going to do exactly what you want it to do when you need it to do it, which is when you die or potentially end up in a nursing home or something like that where you can accelerate some of the death benefit.
Okay. All right. So we're going through some uses for life insurance here, covering a few places where you might want to consider it. 515-226-1500 to talk with Eric and the team. So, you know, they've been taken away and changing some rules and things and making the conversation in the last couple of years, Eric, around, you know, transferring, you know, generational wealth. Seems to kind of keep popping up with different rule changes. So life insurance is still one of those ways to do that. Yeah,
it is, because it is tax free, especially if you hold it outside of your state, if you have an estate tax issue. But yeah, the proceeds from life insurance are currently tax free. I don't think it'll ever be changed. We've always talked about that. But the people that own a lot of life insurance are the people that write the laws. So typically, they're not going to change it on something that they've had.
Okay.
Especially because life insurance is a product you may have for 50, 60 years, too. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Right? So they don't want to change the laws on that. Plus, it does help in a time of crisis. At death, believe it or not, is kind of a crisis in most people's family. And so, you know, giving them tax-free cash can really certainly help.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what, really? That's a crisis? And he's like, yeah, a little bit, a little bit. Yeah. So it's a great tool for that as well. And what about business succession? I mean, I guess you could kind of use the same thing in the same idea, right?
Well, look at myself as an example.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm the sole owner of my business, right? But my family should be entitled to the value of my business should something happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then who would be able to come up with the money to be able to buy my business? So my associate advisor would obviously like to buy the business because he would like to keep it going. So he's got a place to work, right, and generate revenue and all those types of things. But it's right. hard for him to come up with that kind of money, or the new advisors that we bring in on, right? So this is where you'd have an insurance policy that creates the money then that could buy my wife out, and then she could sell those back to him.
Gotcha.
Or them, whoever the additional people end up being, right? So that the business can continue on, but she can unlock the value of that business.
And if you have partners, a lot of times you might have insurance on each other. For
oh,
that
absolutely.
Kind of thing.
Key man is what it's called, or key person. Key person. Yes, but that because one person dies, you know, they're, let's say it's a 50-50 partnership, right? Mm-hmm. Two people own the business. Well, their half of the business goes to their family, right? And a lot of them don't want to have that spouse or the family be the business partner anymore. So they want to buy them out. And so that's what the insurance does.
Gotcha.
It pays for that.
Tax-free income uses for life insurance. Obviously, a lot of people hear this one, a lot of promotion and stuff saying, you know, use it for a tax-free income. And a lot of people scratch their head and wonder, is that really, you know, is that real or is that a sales pitch?
No, it's real. You have to properly structure the life insurance and you have to monitor it because you have to play by a whole set of rules. But yeah, you can take withdrawals from life insurance and it is considered tax-free because it's not a withdrawal. It is a loan. So you're borrowing against the cash value inside of your life insurance policy. Now, you're paying interest when you borrow money, but you're also earning interest. So the life insurance company doesn't take the money out of your cash value. They loan you money off of their books.
Mm.
So your cash values are, let's say it's making 5%, and they're charging you 5% on the loan.
Mm-hmm.
So the two kind of cancel each other out. The issue is when you pass away, though, the loan will be satisfied from the death benefit, and your heirs receive the rest.
Gotcha.
So that's how you get money out of an insurance policy tax-free. It has to be a loan, not a withdrawal.
Okay. So when you hear those, you know, have a tax-free income in retirement, it is certainly possible through proper planning, right? And we talk about that all the time. It doesn't just happen because you're not awarded it because you turned 65.
Right. You're playing by these set of rules. The thing is that the life insurance, that's why it has to be monitored. If the life insurance were to get in some issues, in our terminology, we call blow up, right? And then all of a sudden, all those previous loans are now treated as withdrawals.
Gotcha.
So they become taxable. You got to refile taxes all those years, and that can get real messy. So you just have to monitor these really very carefully. But you could take tax-free money out of an insurance policy, down the life insurance policy down the road.
Okay, let's squeeze one more in here real quick. We covered all sorts of things, but we didn't cover long-term care coverage.
Yes, the policies written today and a few years ago do have these acceleration clauses in them, which is nice because it allows you to accelerate the death benefit for long-term care. Or actually, it's most of them are written on the 2 of 6 activities of daily living, mm-hmm. if you're unable to perform those. So you could be in your home and not be able to do that, or in a community setting as opposed to a full-fledged nursing home. It's a percentage of the policy. You know, all of them have a little bit differently. The one we like allows you to accelerate up to 24% of the face value. So let's say you had $1 million policy, okay? 24%, well, that's $240,000 in a year. That's pretty nice to pay for long-term care.
Sure.
Yeah. Do it for up to 4 years. So if you did that and then passed away, there's going to be a small residual amount that goes to your beneficiaries, but the bulk of it came to you. And so instead of throwing money at a long-term care policy, which you maybe 50-50 chance you're going to use, mm-hmm. right? And the premiums always go up. Life insurance, odds of dying are still at 100%. So you're right, committing yeah. towards something that you know you're going to use one of two ways. Either you're going to accelerate it for long-term care, or you're going to pass it on to people that you care about in a tax-free manner. So that's why we prefer these types of solutions as opposed to full long-term care policies.
You've been listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast. If you have questions about what you've heard on today's podcast and would like to schedule a complimentary retirement readiness review with Eric Peterson and the team at Peterson Financial Group, call now. 515-226-1500 is the number to dial. That's 515-226-1500. They are Iowa's retirement specialists and standing by to help you achieve your financial and retirement goals. Want to ask a question online? Visit the team at AskEricPeterson.com. Thanks for listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast, making sure that you're retirement ready.
Did you know that Eric Peterson also has a radio show? Tune in to the Retirement Ready Radio Show, Sundays at noon on AM 1040 WHO.
Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.